Could you be this year's winner of the Young Composers Competition? If you're a school or college student between the age of 11 and 18, whether you're studying composition or simply writing music for friends and family, we want to hear from you. First, you need to apply to enter, but this is easy. First of all, so we can get to know you a bit, send us a recording of yourself playing a piece of music, together with your personal details. There's no need to write a letter. Once you're accepted, you'll be invited to go to a local concert hall to meet some famous composers. This event is known as a workshop, and it lasts one full day. Remember, this won't be a music lesson or a test. It should be fun, and you'll be able to make music and ask lots of questions, and it's free of charge. What will you need to bring on the day? Well, your instrument, of course. But most importantly, we're asking you to come with your latest piece of work, not one you composed a long time ago. It could be anything, maybe a rhythm or a tune, or even a whole symphony. The idea is to try it out on the experts. Oh, and do feel free to bring a friend along too. You'll be able to meet many other young composers on the day, so you'll be able to share your ideas with them and maybe pick up some new ones. And don't be afraid, you won't be left on your own. There'll be professional musicians there who'll be offering everyone friendly and useful advice. Remember, all good composers started off as beginners once. Now, after that day of shared experiences, you'll all go home and compose a new piece which will be your competition entry. It could be a piece for the human voice, or for an orchestra, or simply music for the guitar. This was actually the preferred style for most young composers last year. But you could also decide to go to the other end of the decibel range with heavy metal or a new style you've dreamed up yourself. The rules are simple. In fact, there's only one rule. Entries should last no more than 5 minutes. You'll definitely need to remember that because we can't accept pieces even if they're only slightly longer. Even 6 minutes would be no good. If you've composed something which is, say, a quarter of an hour long, you'll need to think whether it can be shortened. You probably wouldn't want to submit anything shorter than 3 minutes either. So, what will the judges be looking for? As in previous years, nobody will expect perfection. They won't be looking hard for mistakes. We all make them when we're learning. What they will want to find in your pieces is originality, so try not to write in the style of your favourite composer, which would make it harder for your own voice to come through. And bear in mind the thorny question of technology. There's no doubt that this has transformed the lives of people making a living from writing music, but there's a danger. Those pieces composed in someone's head, rather than on a computer screen, are generally the best. Each year we get some pieces that show little appreciation for the sounds that the instruments will actually make, and we think this is why. The closing date for entries is May the 11th, and winners will then be announced on June the 22nd at the latest, through your schools or colleges. There'll be 3 winners in each of 2 categories, junior, that's aged 12 to 16, and senior, which is 17 to 18. Later on, the information will also be posted on the Young Composers website. I'm pleased to say that there are a number of prizes for the winners. Amongst them, a season ticket giving free access to concerts for a year. More importantly, the winning pieces will be played at the City Hall in front of an audience of about 400 people.
Now you will hear part 2 again.
Could you be this year's winner of the Young Composers Competition? If you're a school or college student between the age of 11 and 18, whether you're studying composition or simply writing music for friends and family, we want to hear from you. First, you need to apply to enter, but this is easy. First of all, so we can get to know you a bit, send us a recording of yourself playing a piece of music, together with your personal details. There's no need to write a letter. Once you're accepted, you'll be invited to go to a local concert hall to meet some famous composers. This event is known as a workshop, and it lasts one full day. Remember, this won't be a music lesson or a test. It should be fun, and you'll be able to make music and ask lots of questions, and it's free of charge. What will you need to bring on the day? Well, your instrument, of course. But most importantly, we're asking you to come with your latest piece of work, not one you composed a long time ago. It could be anything, maybe a rhythm or a tune, or even a whole symphony. The idea is to try it out on the experts. Oh, and do feel free to bring a friend along too. You'll be able to meet many other young composers on the day, so you'll be able to share your ideas with them and maybe pick up some new ones. And don't be afraid, you won't be left on your own. There'll be professional musicians there who'll be offering everyone friendly and useful advice. Remember, all good composers started off as beginners once. Now, after that day of shared experiences, you'll all go home and compose a new piece which will be your competition entry. It could be a piece for the human voice, or for an orchestra, or simply music for the guitar. This was actually the preferred style for most young composers last year. But you could also decide to go to the other end of the decibel range with heavy metal or a new style you've dreamed up yourself. The rules are simple. In fact, there's only one rule. Entries should last no more than 5 minutes. You'll definitely need to remember that because we can't accept pieces even if they're only slightly longer. Even 6 minutes would be no good. If you've composed something which is, say, a quarter of an hour long, you'll need to think whether it can be shortened. You probably wouldn't want to submit anything shorter than 3 minutes either. So, what will the judges be looking for? As in previous years, nobody will expect perfection. They won't be looking hard for mistakes. We all make them when we're learning. What they will want to find in your pieces is originality, so try not to write in the style of your favourite composer, which would make it harder for your own voice to come through. And bear in mind the thorny question of technology. There's no doubt that this has transformed the lives of people making a living from writing music, but there's a danger. Those pieces composed in someone's head, rather than on a computer screen, are generally the best. Each year we get some pieces that show little appreciation for the sounds that the instruments will actually make, and we think this is why. The closing date for entries is May the 11th, and winners will then be announced on June the 22nd at the latest, through your schools or colleges. There'll be three winners in each of two categories, junior, that's aged 12 to 16, and senior, which is 17 to 18. Later on, the information will also be posted on the Young Composers website. I'm pleased to say that there are a number of prizes for the winners. Amongst them, a season ticket giving free access to concerts for a year. More importantly, the winning pieces will be played at the City Hall, in front of an audience of about 400 people.
That is the end of part 2.